Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Do you use ChatGPT? And if you do, what do you use it for? I'm wondering, would you be brave enough to ask ChatGPT whether you're hot or how good looking you are? That's what one 47-year-old woman did, and she wasn't best pleased with the advice that she got. Our own reporter, Sarah Madden, though, is with me in studio today to test it out. What did you do, Sarah?
Yeah, well, it was an unfortunate day not to wear makeup, Andrea.
Ah, stop, Sarah, stop.
I did not think I'd be having my beauty analysed by a computer when I woke up this morning. Nature of the job. Anyway, so I just uploaded a standard selfie of myself about an hour ago into ChatGPT. You can confirm to the audience listening, I am not wearing any makeup. I'm in a very plain outfit. I've got my hair tied up in some sort of a ponytail. I sent it into ChatGPT and I asked ChatGPT simply what procedures, treatments or tweakments I could make to make myself more attractive. Now, I don't know about you, Andrea, but I've actually always had a really good relationship with my ChatGPT. Do you have ChatGPT?
No, I don't actually at all.
Oh, okay.
So I was playing around with this earlier this morning to just
test it out.
Yeah, just to see how easy or accessible it is to, you know, to use this feature. And like a quick Google. Sign up for free.
Yeah.
You're in. That's
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, you're straight in there. And I've used it in the past for all sorts of things. You can use it. I asked it for a 5-year career plan. So I'm coming for your job, Andrea. ChatGPT is going to help you get there. And it's also been used a lot lately for people in the dating world trying to decipher mixed messages. And ChatGPT can be really useful for this sort of thing. It actually helped me through a pretty fear-filled hangover at the weekend. So
right.
Myself and ChatGPT, we are pals. Now, she still thinks I could do with jaw filler, cheek filler and chin filler. But, you know, she was really nice
jaw,
about it.
Cheek and...
Well, lots of things, Andrea. She thinks jaw filler, cheek filler, chin filler, which I wasn't expecting.
No, I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Oh,
but
there,
anyway.
Well, apparently there is. She was really specific about the sort of things she thought that I could consider. Like,
so how is it phrased? So once you upload this, your photograph, your selfie,
yep.
So then straight away with a quick search button, enter.
Enter, yeah.
You get a list of recommendations.
Well, the first thing she did, to be fair to her, she said, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Oh,
it's
right.
All
oh, you
subjective. You get a bit of a
spiel, do you?
You do. But then she comes back to you with various different things, different areas of your face. She thought my hair, for example, could do with a few highlights or indeed a balayage if I was looking for something a little less high maintenance.
Right.
She was really specific as well. Like, for example, she thinks I could do with exactly 0.5 mls of filler in my lips. Just for shape now, not for volume. And she thinks I should consider getting Botox just between my eyebrows as a preventative measure.
And there's not as much as a quarter of a line.
Well, the thing is, ChatGPT doesn't know I'm already getting Botox.
I know, but I was thinking you've youth on your side as well, Sarah Madden. So.
Well, I'm on the wrong side of 30, so I need all the help I can get. Now, I'm not particularly self-conscious, Andrea, about how I look, but there's a couple of treatments that she suggested that I've actually considered in the past that I might now maybe think about a little bit more. For example, she thinks that I could get a Hollywood glow on my skin if I did a bit of microneedling. And I have seen those sort of vampire facials and I am intrigued. And the other thing she thought that I could do with was a lip stain. Again, very specific. A light pink or a berry lip stain would bring out my eyes, she says.
Like a permanent lip stain?
Well, you can get them tattooed on, but you can also
Stop.
Get those. You know, you'll see them online. I think it's called a wonder stain or something. And you can go to sleep at night looking like you've just eaten a big steak and there's blood all over your lips. And you wake up the next morning.
With perfect permanent lipstick on you, basically.
Exactly. It's
right.
All part of this hashtag low maintenance to be high maintenance. Exactly. But what I did do, I asked her to send me an image of what I would look like if I went forward with all of those suggestions. And she used my face as a very light suggestion. I kind of ended up going from Kim Kardashian in like the first season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians to today, which is very much
a vast change. So in with all of the ChatGPT beauty recommendations that they've suggested for you, Sarah Madden,
yeah.
You now look nothing like yourself.
No, I look like every wannabe Instagram model out there. Beautiful, but yeah, most definitely not me. And it's really interesting to think about what a computer thinks is beautiful and then looking at like the algorithms on Instagram and who is getting all those followers, and maybe does ChatGPT or any of these AI technologies have something to do with it? I love how I just compared myself to Kim Kardashian as well.
Why this not? Is- Absolutely. Jennifer Rock, the skin nerd, is with us here on the show as well, Sarah, today. Because Jennifer, you've had a gawk at Sarah's ChatGPT version of herself. How helpful is this feature on the app?
Firstly, Sarah, I completely agree. It's just, Andrea, to be totally honest, sorry. Firstly, you said that you're on the wrong side of 30. I just don't agree that that's a thing, but we'll just move past that, right? I think your skin looks phenomenal. I think the main thing I'd say about ChatGPT is I totally accept that the world is migrating and moving towards having all sorts of different technology pieces, and it's phenomenal in some ways, but I think it's daunting and verges towards emotionally unfair and potentially scarring for many. Like, I read the original article that you referred to earlier, Andrea, and I think it can emotionally impact and wound people. And that's us in our 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. So my main concern is not just our age group, but also for the minors that are potentially doing it. So I have to blame your show because I did it myself. So I did exactly what you did, Sarah.
We're all at it today here in the office.
But what I'd say, guys, reading what you particularly got there is that it's almost like a checklist of all the different options that are available to you. It's not completely bespoke. It's obviously not written by a professional. So when they mentioned the particular milligrams, knowing and being friends and I suppose being a patient of many different derms and doctors over the years, you can't go in and say, hi, I'd like to have X because, and particularly if you say ChatGPT told me to do it. So it really is an individual case by case basis that does warrant the naked eye, does warrant that professional. So I think it's daunting. I think it's scary. But in your case, Sarah, I think what they have done is given you every single option, whether it's peels or teeth whitening or brows or having your lashes done. It's almost like they have the A to Z library of what you can have done and then have nearly recommended everything from each individual heading for you. So in my opinion, this doesn't seem totally bespoke. I generally don't. So I would take what you personally got with a pinch of salt. But I'd imagine over coming weeks, months and years, the more robust this becomes, the more tailor-made it absolutely can become, and that's when I think it's going to become scary.
It's probably what I think, you know, everything that's wrong with ChatGPT is the fact that, as you say, Jennifer, it's not bespoke, and it's probably, it's interesting or helpful information to have if you know what to do with it. You know, it's not, there's nearly a list of stuff there, Sarah, that you were recommended today.
Well, maybe ChatGPT just thinks I need all that.
Ah, stop. No, it doesn't. But it's also the fact, I mean, there was, the, you know, the idea that it can even suggest, Jennifer, what did you say, 0.5 mil of lip filler? And it was just for
shape, not for volume, Andrea.
Yeah, it's even the recommendations. But the concern, I suppose, Jennifer, with this is that as this does become more refined with time, and the younger sort of age group who were experimenting and using ChatGPT, you know, uploading a photo so easily like we all did today in the office, and now maybe it's their early teens looking at this litany of suggestions that they've got to help with beauty recommendations.
100%. And I know I've said this various times on the show, but there's, I suppose, a relatively new qualification in skincare where it's like psychology and dermatology merged together. So just from having, I suppose, a look over the last little while with this article in mind, it's becoming apparent when you look statistically as to how many more people are becoming so much more emotionally fragile and unfortunately exposed to self-esteem issues that then unfortunately blur into mild levels of anxiety and depression. So it's all just wrapped up, unfortunately, in this aesthetic space that we live in. And I suppose when I was contemplating, like, what is my stance on this? How do I, or do I advocate for it? So I'm always an advocate of education. I'm always an advocate of information and then you making the right decisions for yourself. But I think what my qualm with the ChatGPT element is that it's going that step further and making specific piece of advice without really knowing the history. Like, how does it know your medical history or what medication you're on? Or as you said, Sarah, that you're already potentially a recipient of neurotoxin or Botox injections. It doesn't, unless you've really populated it so much in. So I would just take it with an absolute pinch of salt. But I also went ahead and did the kind of beauty rating to find out what percentage of rating. So that's another, I suppose, aspect that I've read that a lot of teenagers are now then doing. So essentially they take the photograph and they're found out, you know, are they 70% attractive deemed by this app, 80% attractive. And then as a result, they're accumulating lists of injectables, treatments, skincare products, and potentially surgeries that they want to have as a result of this advice. And it's just, I think that's mind worrying. And also, Andrea, look, we all know how to take a nice photograph of ourselves. So I did both. I put in a not so attractive photograph and then one that you know that you're potentially holding yourself slightly more kindly. Mm. And the rating within 10 minutes is so wildly different. So it just can't be truly trusted. So again, it's back to that case of minding ourselves and then minding any youth or people that we're aware of are using those apps and the implications it can have is far greater than buying a retinol or having an injection, I would suggest.
There's an interesting text from a listener I want to bring to you. I'm really sick of hearing about Botox this week. As a woman in my 30s, loads of my friends and younger are starting to get it. It's so expensive, not to mention an unrealistic beauty standard to keep up with. I just want a simple life and to age normally, but now everybody else is going to look unrealistically young next to me. I'm honestly not that pushed on my looks anymore. More my health, trying to keep fit, eat well. I'm quite happy with the way I look. I have a husband who loves me, is very attracted to me as I am. I just wish Irish women weren't brainwashed to the hilt with all this nonsense. ChatGPT just offering another layer to this crap.
I think she's right when what she says about the standards shifting. I think that's why at least I would have started getting Botox in the first place, is that idea of like, God, am I just going to look like an old bag when I'm 40 and everyone around me has frozen themselves at 28, you know? And then we're all playing this game where no one wins really, and all of us kind of lose ourselves in the process. And yet here I am playing it and thrilled to go every 3 months.
I get it. I have no judgment towards it, because pretty much, you know, huge majority of my friends get it on a regular basis. But I have definitely, and I've said it many times before in the show, I have really begun to notice in the past 2 years that I now, in photographs when we're, you know, out and dressed up, or if you're at a wedding, for instance, as an example I used quite recently, where I'm the only one, like literally the only one in the photograph who hasn't had Botox, and I'm the only one who actually looks 40. And everybody else around me looks 32 and 33.
But the point is they don't. Like, as in, I know what age I am. I won't tell you, and I certainly won't tell the listeners, but I know what age I am, and I know I look that age, but I just amn't any more concerned about the negative, what I have considered negative aspects of aging. Yeah. It's not like you look at a 50-year-old who's had Botox and you're like, God, that's a 30-year-old. You're like, that's a 50-year-old with Botox.
That is true. That is true. Well, Sarah, I think you look great. All of the time in the office. Sarah Madden, News Talk reporter. Our own equally as great Jennifer Rock, the skin nerd. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on Lunchtime Live today. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.